Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. We have a housing crisis here in Maine, and we're also losing farms. The folks at Grow Smart Maine, in collaboration with the Maine Farmland Trust, invite you to a webinar this coming Tuesday that will focus on addressing the housing shortage in a way that doesn't further decrease farmland in the state.
My name is Harold Bredesen. I am the program director at Grow Smart Maine. One of the issues that we work on is kind of the intersection between farmland protection, housing, climate resilience, and municipal planning. And we're organizing a webinar in collaboration with Maine Farmland Trust on this Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. It's about 1.5 hours online. The event is called Creating Community, Farming and Housing. The background for this is that, as I'm sure most of your listeners know, Maine is in the middle of a housing crisis. There was a recent study that found that Maine needs at least 84,000 new homes of different kinds by the end of the decade. And there is basically a push to develop more housing across the state. At the same time, the recently released agricultural census shows that Maine lost about 15% of its farmland between 2012 and 2022. So there's also kind of this loss of farmland. So we have those two, in a sense, challenges, both the housing challenge, but we also have the challenge of losing a lot of our farmland. And we wanted to see how communities, through their municipal planning process, can kind of address these two at the same time and not have them be, let's say, in conflict, but find solutions that works both for developing housing where it makes sense and finding ways to help protect farmland and support farm viability at the same time. And I'm very pleased with the panel that we have, because planning in Maine is really done a lot by volunteers, people who have other jobs, but who are very caring about their community. They volunteer to be in committees, etc. And in this panel, we have three people who are both farmers and have been engaged in municipal planning. So we have Kathy Shaw, who is the state representative from Auburn. She's also the chair of the Auburn Natural Products and Agricultural Working Group, and she's the owner of Valley View Farms. We have Dave Osmussen. He is the chair of the Bodenham Comprehensive Planning Committee, and he's also the owner of Bluebell Farm. And finally, we have Jeremy Kasten. He's the chair of Envision Berwick. Envision Berwick is basically it's a committee who's kind of charged with implementing Berwick's comprehensive plan. And he's also a very strong farm advocate. So I think their kind of practical hands-on experience, coming both from the farming world, but also having to address the broader development issues around housing, I think it will be really interesting, both for kind of experts working in the field of planning and for other farmers and farm advocates who want to protect local food production and are concerned by the loss of farmland across Maine. So that's kind of what we wanted to do with this webinar. You can visit our website at growsmartmaine.org. Under the webinar tab there, it's possible to register. You can also just go to Grow Smart Maine's Facebook page, and you'll probably find a post there to register for the event. It's a $25 registration fee, and it's free for Grow Smart Maine members.
That was Harold Bredesen, Program Director at Grow Smart Maine. Their Creating Community, Farming, and Housing webinar is coming up on Tuesday the 26th, that's next week, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. For more information or to register, their website is growsmartmaine.org. And finally today, Coastal Conversations has returned from hiatus, with Catherine Schmidt of the Skudik Institute joining host Natalie Springle from Maine Sea Grant, and a whole new team of volunteers from both organizations in putting together the show each month. Coastal Conversations airs on the fourth Friday each month, so be sure to catch them this afternoon from 4 to 4:30, when they'll be talking with experts about the ways the environment at Acadia National Park is being altered by pollution, tourism, invasive species, and climate change. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.